What I would like to talk about today is from the Anguttara Nikaya, the Gradual Discourses. There is a sutta called Sobhana Sutta, and in that sutta, Buddha talk about six qualities that the yogi possess, and if a yogi possesses those six qualities, the qualities not only shine upon the yogi himself or herself, but also the radiance will spread through the environment, and it will shine on the environment also. And also, besides not only oneself, but also the environment, and besides that, the dispensations of the Buddha Sasana will also shine if a person possesses those six qualities. So, what are those six qualities? The first quality is being skillful. And the second quality is the qualities that one has and the qualities that one know how to tame physical and verbal actions. And the third quality is being courageous. And the fourth quality is having much knowledge. And the fifth quality is carrying the Dharma or learning the teachings of the Buddha. And the sixth quality is the practicing the Dharma that learn from the books and teachers. So those six qualities are the qualities that the yogi should possess. If a yogi have those six qualities, the qualities will not shine the person, the yogi, him or herself, but also will shine the environment. Besides that, it will also shine the dispensations of the Buddha or the Buddha Sasana. If we look at the disciples of the Buddha, we can categorize into four different followers. The first type of follower is bhikkhu or the monk. And then second type of follower is a bhikkhuni or the lady monk. And the third type is the lay followers, gentlemen, and the fourth follower are the lady followers. So there are four different types of followers of the Buddha. And when we talk about the ladies monk or the bhikkhuni, I would like to explain a little bit about how bhikkhuni sasana started. At the time of the Buddha, the Ananda requested the Buddha to give a permission to let the ladies enter into the order or become the monk. And initially, Buddha did not allow, Buddha did not permit it. But eventually, Ananda keep requesting the Buddha and started from the stepmother Gautami, the Buddha's stepmother, the bhikkhuni sasana was started. And the Gautami was the first ladies monk in bhikkhuni sasana. And a little bit different from how monks were ordained. The bhikkhuni, the ladies monk, there are two steps in brief. The first step is if a lady want to enter into the order, She has to ordain under the senior bhikkhuni, and later on she has to ordain again under the guidance of the monk or the bhikkhu. So after those two steps, the lady can become a bhikkhuni or the lady's monk. According to Theravada Buddhism, after Buddha's pre-nibbana, the bhikkhuni sasana or the bhikkhuni sasana did not last very long. And since the bhikkhuni sasana does not exist anymore, according to the Theravada Buddhism, ladies cannot enter into the order and became a bhikkhuni.
Theravada Sarasa. Mateji.
Theravada Buddhism is the tradition came down from the senior monk after the Buddha passed away. At the time after Buddha entered into pre-nibbana, some monk cry longing for Buddha, but there's a monk who tell everyone that it is good right now because we are liberated from so many discipline rules and restrictions laid down by the Buddha. So one bad monk informed to the other people around. And at that time, one of the most senior monk, Mahakasapa, decided to invite the monk and to lay down the rules so that people can still follow the teachings of the Buddha. After the Buddha passed away, the first Buddhist council was held, and that council was led by Mahakasapa, the elder Mahakasapa. And in this the Buddhist council, 500 arahants were invited, and they recited all the Buddhist teachings. And everything they recited were exactly what the Buddha taught and what the Buddha gave a sermon to his disciple when he was alive. Neither, nothing was omitted or nothing was added in these recitations. And after that recitations, and after scrutinize every single teachings of the Buddha and make sure that everything is very authentic, after that they agree upon it. And after that agreement, they decided those are the authentic teachings of the Buddha, and whoever follow those teachings started from that time are called Theravada Buddhist. After a certain time, the bhikkhuni sasana would disappear. But today, if women or ladies would like to enter the order, they cannot ordain to become a bhikkhuni. However, in Burma, according to the Theravada Buddhism, if someone very dedicated to practiced threefold practices, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, they can enter and ordain to become a nun, or in Burmese called Tilashin. The literal translations of the Tilashin means one who possess the qualities of moral precepts or moralities, concentrations and wisdom. So if one would like to practice and attain all the benefit from the Buddha Sasana, a woman can be ordained and become a nun or the Tilashin. So Sarah explained about the Bhikkhuni in detail, so there are four different types of followers: Bhikkhu, or the monk; Bhikkhuni, or the lady monk; and the Upasika and Upasikama, and the ladies and gentlemen. So there are four different types of followers of the Buddha. Whoever the follower of the Buddha, if they possess the six qualities Sero mentioned, the Buddha Sasana, or the dispensations of the Buddha Sasana, will develop, will progress, and will bright upon the entire world. So among those six qualities, three qualities are the conditioning qualities, and the other three are the resultant qualities. Those three conditioning qualities are number four, number five, and number six. Those are having much knowledge and carrying the Dharma, or the memorizing the teachings of the Buddha, and then the last one is the practicing what they have learned and carried. So if one possesses those three qualities or conditioning qualities, they will have the other three resultant qualities. Those three resultant qualities are being skillful, taming one's physical and verbal actions, and possessing the courage. So I will explain detail about the quality, about having much knowledge. Here, much knowledge means having knowledge about the teachings of the Buddha or the Dharma. If one would like to have much knowledge, one has to read, approach the teacher, and listen to the Dharma talk. And listening to the Dharma talk sometime might give us a new Dharma that we have never heard in the past, but sometime it may be the one we have already heard. Even though some Dharma might be the Dharma we have learned in the past, hearing again the Dharma might clarify us. And sometime we will understand more. So by keep listening to the Dharma and reading and approaching to the teachers and learning from them, we may gain much knowledge about the Dharma. The benefit that we may gain from learning the Dharma is it may let us our skeptical doubt might get dissolved if we keep learning. Sometimes our wrong view can be dispelled by learning the Dharma. So at the time of the Buddha, there were a lot of disciples came to the Buddha and learned Dharma from the Buddha. Initially, even though they have a full of skeptical doubt and wrong view, eventually when they understand, they even reach to all kinds of enlightenment states, such as stream entries, sotapatti, path intuitions, and sakadagami path intuitions, anagami path intuitions, and also the arahata path intuitions. They can even attain to the full accomplished state by listening the Dhamma from the Buddha. So it is very good to have much knowledge. If we do not know about the Dhamma, we do not know how to practice. So by learning the Dhamma, when we are clear about the Dhamma, our mind become peaceful and our mind become dignified. And because of our understanding make our mind clear, we can easily gain the concentrations. By gaining that concentrations, we may see things clearly, and we may attain or we can penetrate through the true nature of things in our body and mind, and we can develop insight knowledge. Students may came by themselves to CRO directly and ask the questions. In such a case, CRO, any of the CRO may explain very friendly and dearly so that they can understand whatever they are not clear about. And that is called upanisenakata, explaining very friendly and dearly to the students. In such a case, students may benefit from the teachers. By learning the Dhamma from teachers repeatedly, one may gain much knowledge. So, but after gaining those knowledge, one has to keep reciting and trying to memorize them. So keeping in the memory is a way that one can carry the Dhamma along. That is the fifth quality called carrying the Dhamma. So carrying the Dhamma means one memorizes the technique, such as how we can purify our minds, how we can practice mindfulness, and how we can practice the threefold trainings. So the technique, memorizing the technique, reciting over and over, or keeping in the heart, it's the quality called carrying the Dhamma. When we go to a temple and listen to Dhamma talk, we have to be very respectful towards the Dhamma talk, and also must have good concentrations to get full benefit. And there are three different individuals, and some people go to the temple very often and listen to the Dhamma talk, but there are three different types of individuals. Those are called in Pali Awakosa Pogala, Oksinga Pogala, and then Putu Banya Pogala. And Sarah will explain those three different kinds of individuals and how they are different to one another. People have different intention when they came to the temple and approach their teachers. Some people just came here to get the ordinary merit, such as dana, practicing dana. But when they meet with the teachers, teacher give them a sermon and telling them what the benefits we can get out of charity, the benefit that we can get out of the moralities, and also the benefit that we can get out of the practice of meditations, both samatha and vipassana. So by gaining the knowledge from the teacher, they can benefit all kinds of the knowledges, and those knowledges they can practice and can gain all kinds of benefit. So the first type of individual in Pali is called Avakkhusa Pogala, and that type of individual is compared with an upside down pot, because if you pour water into the upside down pot, you cannot get any water collected inside. Just like that, some people came and listened to the Dharma talk, but after the Dharma talk is finished, nothing left in their mind. They cannot remember anything. They don't remember either the beginning, middle, nor the last. So that person or that individual is called Avakkhusa Pogala, or the individual who cannot collect any kind of Dharma in their mind. I don't believe that this audience is not that type of individual, because everybody have know how to practice Vipassana meditations. The teachers and instructors here give the technique, and we all know how to practice, such as how we can pay attention towards the rising and falling of the abdomen, how we can sit, how we can work, and how we have to be mindful when we are having meals. So we all know the techniques, and we memorized and those techniques, how we have to practice, and we apply ourselves. So we are not in that type of individual. The second type of individual is called the Osinga Panya Pogala, and that type of individual know the Dharma, that when the teacher is giving the Dharma talk, they know that the beginning is wonderful, the middle is wonderful, and the end is wonderful. And they can admire the Dharma, as the meaning of the Dharma are so wonderful, the grammar of the Dharma is wonderful, the Dharma is very pure. If we practice the Dharma, that Dharma can eradicate the mental impurities. So the person can understand that, but however, when they leave the Dharma hall or leave the monastery, they forgot everything. So that type of individual is compared with an individual who put food in the lake, and when they stand up, all the food's left behind, something like that. So they don't carry with them. So that type of individual is called Osinga Panya Pogala. We came here to practice mindfulness meditations, and we have to carry that mindfulness towards our home. When we go back home, we still have to be mindful. And if we forget about the mindfulness technique and we became heedless, then we will be in that type of individual. So the third type of individual is called the Putu Panya Pogo or Putu Panya Pogala. And that type of individual possess the great wisdom, and that person, while listening to the Dharma talk, they can understand that the beginning of the Dharma is wonderful, the middle of the Dharma is wonderful, and the end of the Dharma is wonderful. Not only that, by listening those, he memorized them, and not only memorized them, he practiced those Dharma and carry with him all the time. So he or she is compared with an uncovered pot that we put the water inside and retain the water inside. So just like that person carry and keep the Dharma with him or her all the time. Not only we keep the Dharma in heart, but also we have to practice. By practicing the Vipassana meditations, we can gain the inside knowledge. So we shall not stop at the learned knowledge. Learned knowledge is not the the real inside knowledge that we need to gain. So by practicing mindfulness, and we may gain the experiential knowledge or the direct knowledge. So when we gain the experiential knowledge and the direct knowledge, our wisdom become mature, and eventually we may reach to the goal that we want to attain. So among those six qualities in Sobhana Sutta, and the three qualities having much knowledge, and that's one quality, and keeping that knowledge in the heart, that's another quality, and practicing the applying that knowledge in oneself, that is another quality. So if one possess those three qualities, one will have other, the resultant three qualities. Those are being skillful, taming physical and verbal actions, and having courage. So if one has those six qualities, and we may not only brighten or the radiate our if one possess that qualities will radiate through not only oneself but also to the environment and also the whole entire Buddha dispensations. And today Sarah have already talked about more than an hour, so Sarah would like to stop the Dharma talk here. If we have another chance, Sarah will talk more about those in the later Dharma talk. And so far we have done all kinds of kusala deeds, such as having practicing dana, observing moral precepts, and practicing vipassana meditations, like being mindful every moment, moment to moment. We have done all kinds of kusala deeds, and conditioned and supported by those kusala deeds, may we all be able to penetrate the into the true nature of things and gain the vipassana knowledge. Not only gaining the vipassana knowledge, may we also be able to attain to the total extinguished state, or the may we all be able to reach the final liberated stage.